Hey, good morning. Once again, it's Scotty Woodson here on the EAB Ag Network, and very happy to have one of our regulars back in talking rice with us, Dr. Jared Hartke, rice agronomist with the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. Welcome in again, Doctor.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Scotty.
Well, it's that time of the year. We're about halfway through summer, still a little bit to go, but before we know it, harvest season is going to be here, and we're running into some old culprits. It's the weather, obviously. It usually is. It's either too wet, too dry, too hot, not hot enough. And we're kind of dealing with a couple of things. Can you get a, first off, kind of an overview on what we're looking at for rice crops so far, how we're looking?
Certainly. Overall, we're majority good to excellent at this point. You mentioned we're certainly in the throes of summer, but we've got some rice out there actually already being drained. We're not that far away from the first few fields potentially being harvested in the first part of August. So we're looking pretty good. The heat is somewhat of a welcome turn right now, as we seem to be breaking out a little bit of at least, again, parts of the state. Everybody's got a little slightly different scenario, but some of the welcome but almost too routine rainfall during July that has had disease pressure kicked up a little bit. When you look back at last year when it never rained and we had little disease pressure, this year we've had a lot more rain and so naturally a lot more disease pressure. We're slowing some of that down. It looks like the daytime highs are not too high. They're in good shape. We always get a little bit worried about the nighttime temperatures, you know, not wanting to fall off enough that they could cause problems during grain fill. But at least the forecast and the way it's shaking out, those windows are staying pretty minimal, limited. No more than three, four nights at a time before we are kind of getting a break in those. So it's really setting up to be that kind of smooth finish that we kind of look for as the majority of this rice crop, you know, gets into and is moving through the heading stages.
Yeah, we have had kind of a varying weather pattern here. We did get a lot of rain, and the moisture did cause some issues. I know you guys put out a notice on looking for sheath blight. But the dry weather, and as we look at the forecast ahead, Doctor, there's no rain in the forecast. So you say that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, again, for both the sheath blight part of it, that, you know, the more rain and high humidity and heavy dew and everything is going to keep that disease progressing up the canopy, causing us greater concern. General reminder to folks that really once we get into heading, we've outrun direct yield loss. It doesn't happen from it. It could still cause some lodging later, some things like that. But, the big risk we've kind of outrun at that point, and this heat and lack of rainfall now should help kind of stabilize it wherever it is in the canopy. And we can kind of turn our attention to, you know, worrying about some stink bugs.
Mm-hmm.
We did recently get a Section 18 to add Indigo ZCX as an option for rice stink bug. We needed another option to allow us that with pyrethroids not working as well. And really again, healthy temperatures, but not too hot should be really good for making grain fill very smooth. Hopefully it looks like maybe a pretty good quality crop. A lot to be written on that because we have to get the harvest and actually get it out timely under good conditions as well for that to hold up. Potential is there. We can focus on there's very good potential right now for that part of it. So again, hoping we're smoothing right into things right now and can. I had this comment over the last 7-10 days plus or so. More than one grower said to me, you know what, I'll be fine with no more rain. I would rather just manage this crop the rest of the way out. I can do that. We've gotten the rainfall help we need. We're not in the stress that we were last year. Will we have enough water? Will we be able to make it? Will we be able to keep the crop wet enough? That was a lot of conversations just a year ago. And this year, again, that tells you how polar opposite it is. Like, I've had enough rain. We got the water. Let's just ease it out from here. So, again, a welcome turn, and the heat is not severe to be worrisome at this point and with the current forecast. Now, other crops may have a different argument to make, but I'm sticking with the rice comment.
I understand. Rice only from Dr. Hartke. Dr. Jared Hartke, rice agronomist from the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. Dr. Hartke, always a pleasure. Thanks for checking in with us. We'll get back in with you a little bit as we get into maybe early harvest or mid-harvest, see how we're looking. Sound good?
That sounds great. Talk to you then, Scotty.
And taking a look at that regional weather forecast, as we mentioned with Dr. Hartke, no rain in the forecast. It'll be sunny each day with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Heat index values near 100. Overnight lows should stay in the mid-70s. That's your EAB Morning Farm Report, and I'm Scotty Woodson. Have a great day.